Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Welcome to Molly Made Podcast, episode number 6. I'm your host, Fiona Stiant, and in today's episode, we speak with Adam Ballring from the Bank of Montreal, who is the regional market leader for franchise financing. In our segment today, Adam will share how you can obtain financing for a franchise. Welcome, Adam.
Hi, Fiona. Thanks very much for having me.
Great that you're able to connect with us today and share some insight on financing. So, Adam, what information does your bank require?
There's a whole variety of different information out there. The main things that we're really looking for as a banker is a summary of what your business is doing and the capital costs involved. The second big item, and probably one of the most important, is going to be your business plan along with projections. We really want to know that the person that we're looking to lend money to has a good understanding of what their business is doing and then what that business is going to generate as revenue and income. Personal financial statements will also be required. Generally speaking, each bank will have its own personal net worth statement. That document is usually a page or two and summarizes your personal net worth, so personal income, personal assets, liabilities. And usually your signature on that document will allow the bank to pull a credit bureau. And that credit bureau is required for any lending, whether personal or commercial. And then finally, just some additional documents which would confirm any assets and or liabilities that you've listed on that personal net worth statement. So for example, if you've let us know that you have an investment for $100,000, then we'd like to see a statement of that investment just to confirm that, yeah, that actually exists and is there. That's the basic stuff that we would need for most commercial lending.
Okay, and that seems pretty straightforward from what I understand, and you can definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but when you go to any type of lender to borrow money, whether it be for financing for a franchise, for example, or whatever it may be, a home renovation, quite a few of the things that you're asking for, they would require that too. I guess with this exception would be the information pertaining to the existing franchise that they're looking at purchasing. Would that be accurate?
That would be correct. I mean, most banks are going to require a credit check of some kind. Most banks will require financial information, both personal and for the business. If you are buying an existing business and you can provide existing financial statements for that business, sometimes the seller will provide those, sometimes they won't, then those would also be very useful for any borrowing.
Well, that all makes sense to me, and that doesn't really seem overly complicated. It might require someone going to their financial institution to obtain some of the information, but overall, it really doesn't sound like it would take very long or be too complicated. Would you agree?
Exactly. Most of it's pretty routine. Probably the most in-depth item on there would most likely be the business plan and the projections.
Here at Molly Made, part of what we do with our candidates as part of our qualification process, and really it's more of an education piece to our qualification process, is we do have them complete a business plan as well as a cash flow projection. We have them complete it first, and it's to find out what information they have currently and what their plans are, but then we go through it with them in detail, so then we can really explain and give them some insight into what their first 12 months of operation would look like from a financial perspective. So we certainly would help in that process as well. So Adam, my next question would be, what financing options are available?
With Bank of Montreal specifically, and I'll talk to BMO as I'm not familiar with all of the other banks' programs, but at Bank of Montreal, there's two different routes for financing in the small business world. Number one would be the small business line of credit. This is a revolving facility, very much like a personal line of credit, except done in the business's name. Now, it's a retail product, so it's done at the branch level, and it can range anywhere from about $5,000 upwards to $80,000 to $90,000 on the top end. It's a very nice, easy-to-use facility, very much like a personal line of credit. it really requires your business projections, your personal income, and that credit check. Now, the one item with this particular thing is it will end up with a note on your personal credit. The second option would be commercial lending. So this is lending that is done strictly in the business's name with yourself as a guarantor. This lending can be, once again, anywhere from about the $5,000-$10,000 range right up to any number you'd like, really, depending on the size of your business. Within the MolyMade group, we can certainly finance, you know, the $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 opportunities that are out there. Most deals, especially on the commercial side, are going to look at to have about 30% capital injection. So that's 30% of the total purchase would be coming from the individual franchisee.
So you will finance up to, on the commercial side, 70% of the purchase price?
Generally speaking. Now, it's going to be different depending on each circumstance and depending on what the cost of the purchase of the business is really made up of. How much of it is franchise fees, legals, operating costs, what we refer to as soft costs, and how much of it is equipment, potentially goodwill or value in the business. Those are items that we can look at financing a little bit more easily. But as a general rule of thumb, financing up to about 70% is what the bank usually looks like at.
When you mentioned that you look at the income related to the personal loan or personal line, would that be the income that the individual currently has, or would it be the forecasted profit slash income that they would receive from the business that they are going to be purchasing?
It's a combination of both. We do look at existing income, and then we do look at the projected income that the business will generate.
So if someone comes in and they've got amazing credit and they have the ability to do either of the two options, would it be you that would advise them on which of the two options they should move forward with?
I can definitely have an initial conversation with them and give them a good idea what solution I think would be best for them. I'll then put them in contact with a relationship manager within the bank who's going to actually look after the individual lending application. I can provide my advice on which I think would be the better route, and they'll discuss it with the individual franchisee and decide on which method is going to be best for them.
So there is someone who's going to advise and help them through the process.
Of course, yeah, every step of the way.
Adam, can you tell me, what does a good banker look like?
Really, a good banker doesn't have a particular look. It's really, especially in the franchising world, a good banker is somebody who understands you as a franchisee, understands how your business works, what your interest, really takes an interest in your business and what you're looking to do with it, and somebody who understands the products and services that are available and can think outside the box if it's required for a specific situation. And then finally, a good banker is really somebody who you can rely upon as an advisor and can help you out with your current needs while at the same time looking to the future and making sure that we're looking after everything now and moving forward.
Given the fact that you are a regional market leader for franchise financing, we would definitely put you in the good banker category, wouldn't you say?
I would hope I end up in the good banker category.
Yes, I would think you are, and be able to give individuals that were looking at franchising specific some great advice, because that really is what you're doing, is it's franchise specific. This actually is a fantastic opportunity for individuals who are, you know, interested in MolyMade or really franchises in general. What is BBX, which is BMO's new lending system? Can you explain that to us?
For the longest time, Bank of Montreal had a very large, cumbersome lending system, which applied to all commercial lending, whether it was $10,000 or $10 million. What we've done recently is we've come out with a new system, which we've nicknamed BBX, which is Business Express. And basically what it does is it is a very simplified lending platform designed specifically for commercial lending for dollar values up to $500,000. What's nice about this system is it requires a little bit less information to be input in order to reach a decision. The nice thing about that is it means we can reach decisions quicker. It really relies upon personal credit bureau the projections for the business and can the business service the debt, and then personal net worth of the client. So is there a fallback position, right? If mm-hmm. something was to go wrong. As long as those boxes are all ticked, the system can really quickly produce an answer. And then it will produce an approved or a declined. If it's an approval, we move on to the next steps to fulfill the deal. And if it's a decline, we can move forward onto the larger platform and put more details into the deal in order to look at getting it approved.
Well, that certainly sounds definitely a streamlined process for individuals who are looking to get financing, which is obviously a huge benefit. I know working with candidates that come in that are looking at, you know, our franchises, quite a few of them, when they've set their mind to it and they want this opportunity, they want to move as quick as possible. You know, if they've gone through the, you know, a lot of the steps and they've decided, no, Molly Made It is really for me. This is going to be the right fit. I'm really excited about it. And then they move on to the financing portion. Geez, sometimes if it's going to take a long time and it's very arduous, that can be quite deflating. So this is very exciting, Adam, that you are offering this now and that it's streamlined and people can come in and get an answer fairly quickly. So it really is awesome. It sounds like a fantastic program. And definitely, it sounds like it can help our franchisees for sure.
We're certainly hoping it can help your franchisees and everybody else. And generally speaking, we've seen approvals come back most of the time within a week.
Wow, that's quick. That's really quick. That is wonderful, for sure. Well, Adam, I think this is great information for anyone that certainly is interested in looking at a franchise, and more specifically, of course, to the individuals that we're working with that would like to be part of our system and part of our Molly Made team. I really do appreciate you spending some time with us today and sharing all of this insight. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fiona, and I'm happy to help out in any way I can.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be hearing from some of the individuals that are listening to this podcast today. So thanks again, and we look forward to providing you with additional podcasts in the future.
Thanks very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Made. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Made Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymade.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.